Excuse me. Sorry.
The thing is, I feel that I have to prove myself even further because I am the only girl in the room.
That was Millie Chase Smith, a hotel desk supervisor and aspiring businesswoman. She, like many other women, have concerns about the industry she's starting up in. For decades in Australia, women have had a late start in the country's major industries. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, women now make up 46% of the working population. But with so many women in the working industry, why is there cause for concern in the conversation of workplace equality? Suzanne Murray is a 54-year-old accountant with her own financial planning firm. She started in the financial industry back in the 80s. The higher she climbed the ladder, the more she watched the industry change.
So I was 16 when I started working for the Commonwealth Bank. I started working as a teller and postage clerk.
Teachers, clerks and childcare assistants were the most female employed job in the 80s. The transition into third wave feminism came with a dramatic influx of women attending tertiary education. With this, they were able to make their stake in the financial industries. However, education wasn't the only barrier at the time.
We used to have to sign a declaration to say that we wouldn't get pregnant for the next 12 months.
The increase of employment for women in corporate roles was benefiting the economy. However, patriarchal concern for women gaining career independence grew. This prompted the creation of the 1984 Sex Discrimination Act, meaning employers could not discriminate on the basis of sex, marital status, or pregnancy. So why is there still such competition for women in the corporate world?
I think that the inequalities between women in the corporate is in our own heads. Women aren't as supportive of one another as they should be, whereas men have this thing called the old boys club, and they're very good at looking out for one another, whereas women don't do that in the corporate world as much as what the men do.
With societal odds stacked against women in the workplace, how are they to get a head start? Murray says that she got ahead by
continuing to educate myself. I would go and do courses at TAFE back in those days and learn about all sorts of different things. And basically, it was all about how do I make more money? What are the rich people doing? Always try and do everything on the basis on merit. Don't ever use, I'm a woman, I'm going to be better. Just, I'm a person and I can be better than anybody else.
But in some cases, taking the time to perfect your education may not put you completely ahead of the game. Millie Chase Smith is a 21-year-old business, international tourism, and hotel management student in her final year of study. Her concerns of entering the corporate industry are worsened as the jobs she looks into are primarily male-dominated.
I know I have to prove myself to be able to kind of overcome the certain barriers that I'll have from being maybe the only girl in the room or the only girl in the management team or the only girl, you know, doing certain things at a level where people wouldn't necessarily expect that.
On top of fighting for a place at the table, women are expected to have the perfect work-life-family balance. In order to receive Australia's parental leave scheme, families and mothers need to fit a certain criteria to actually receive maternity leave. This discourages women from striving to climb the corporate ladder. Chase Smith is eagerly awaiting graduation. However, she says her life goals may get in the way of her career.
And I'm aware of the fact that me wanting to have a family may impact my career and I may not be able to be as successful as someone else who's in the same position as I am, but just because I might want to take some time off of work to be a mum and they wouldn't necessarily have to take that same time off.
Chase Smith says that women are pushed into entry-level jobs due to their low-commitment nature and that women often need to choose between family and work. But it's factors such as these that influence the gender pay gap statistics. In Australia, it has been a legal requirement to pay workers equally since 1969. However, the pay gap's algorithm is still in favour of men's salaries.
Not that men and women are being paid differently for the same job, it's that men are more likely to have the higher paying jobs higher up in the company that are really, like, important because of the fact that they're not expected to take time off to have children.
Corporate industries are slowly changing to close the gap between men and women in the workplace. But it is up to us all to break the expectation of missing out on work and family. Families come in all shapes and sizes. Regulations should be changing to keep up with them. Be your own role model. Lift those up around you. And build a career that suits your goals.